nervous or not coping with it brilliantly, but after that, I've never really had a problem with this up to now.
Can you remember what they taught you in the hospital?
The main thing was to actually look after yourself in the sense of your feet, your eyes, have regular checks, any problems at all to always contact the doctor or the hospital or wherever. But just make sure if my sugar goes too low, or make sure I keep chocolate or something sweet in my pockets. I've got a card which says in several different languages, at this present day, this is that I'm diabetic dependent on insulin. And as I say, after the first 3 months, I was okay then. I was comfortable with it.
Back to the hospital, what did they teach you? Can you remember being taught about injections, for example?
How to use the injections and the milligrams, and how well or how much and whatever. And I mean, after 2 weeks, I learned quite quickly. For main reason, I just wanted to go out the hospital, really. But I did actually pick it up quite well, and there was a lot of people in there who didn't cope with it, or there was children in there of very small ages who couldn't cope with it. Who didn't know what was happening to them. And as I say, I done quite well on it to just, to come out after 2 weeks and look after myself.
Can you remember how you were taught to test your blood sugars?
Yes, at the time, there wasn't a lot of these sugar machines about, only in hospitals and different places. So a lot of it, we had to use the dye sticks to urinate with, urinate on them, and they'd tell you if your sugar was high or bad, or with the colours, which was not a problem. And nowadays, I think quite a lot of people use the sugar testing machines now, which I do to the present day. But at the time then, for 2 or 3 years, until I saved up for a machine, that I actually used the dye sticks.
Can you remember what you were taught about diet in the hospital?
Yes, the dietitian was very, very helpful there. She, the carbohydrates and what I had to eat, and the units and everything. And I try my best to actually stick with as much of the diet as possible. I mean, you can't do it all the time, but